Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's February 19th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the Ukraine riots heat up after the rioters seize over 1,500 guns. And another case of cops tasering a deaf man who's having a diabetic attack. Then, David Knight sits down with Wolfgang Halbig on the discrepancies at the Sandy Hook shooting. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, rioters seize over 1,500 guns in Ukraine mayhem. Ukraine Security Service has announced it's launching a counter-terror operation. Radicals have seized over 1,500 firing arms and 100,000 bullets in the past 24 hours, the Security Service says. Now, these 100,000 bullets is nothing compared to what they're stocking up domestically for the DHS. But back to the matter at hand, these arms are being seized from military depots and other places as well. Now, of course, this is the situation in Kiev, where rioters, protesters, whatever they're being called this week, have been clashing with police. There have been buildings burned down, fires in the street, complete mayhem. And I do definitely have a lot of respect for the Kiev police, at least as far as they're handling the situation with non-lethal force. We've seen many rioters using lethal force against the police, using weapons with live ammunition, also using the fiery cocktails and so forth. So I definitely respect the restraint of the Kiev police, because here in the States, it wouldn't have got this far without the police coming back with lethal force, because we live in a country where if you break up a fight, you'll get tased by the police. But if you're having a seizure, you'll get tased by the police. If you're peacefully protesting outside of a college, you'll get pepper sprayed in the face. If somebody else robs a bank and you show up and you run from the cops, they'll shoot you in the back, even though you didn't match the description of the guy who robbed the bank. That's the kind of country that we live in here in the States. But at least respect the police. You know, I'm not agreeing with the whole situation in Kiev on either side, or on multiple sides, but, you know, I definitely respect that the police are not killing their own citizens in the streets. Now, more on the Kiev situation, we have this article from Kurt Nimmo. Bush-era diplomat says Ukraine's situation is a threat to national security.
We can see this all over the world, American influence slipping away in Ukraine and Venezuela and the Middle East, and we will pay the price of this for a long time unless people speak up.
Now, that was former United Nations Ambassador John Bolton, and as Kurt Nimmo points out in the article, Bolton failed to explain how the civil strife in Ukraine and Venezuela adversely affect the national security of the United States. He insisted that it's the responsibility of the U.S. to respond when selectively chosen friends of the United States, in effect friends of liberty, find themselves on the barricades. And that's exactly right, because we see in selective enforcement, selective help. Because you think about recently, or more recently, with the Kony 2012 situation, where many people said that Kony was already dead, or at least missing. These are people from Uganda before 2012. And it definitely is a horrible thing that they have the children out killing each other, you know, out there in Uganda. But, you know, people got involved in that because of the resources of Uganda, not just because they're so humanitarian and just good go-getting people. So we'll talk more about this. Alex Jones is going to break down not the Kony 2012 situation, but the situation in Kiev, where we have the riots in the streets, the protesters, the rioters fighting with police. So he's going to give us a breakdown that he gave on the Alex Jones radio show.
The collapsed former Soviet attempted world order. And you have the George Soros, CIA, globalist-funded groups, many of which have real beefs with the government, absolutely going wild, absolutely attacking and shooting police. They've stolen thousands of, quote, firearms from the military and police, calling for the country to join the EU. They're mad that the government a few months ago, and there was also a vote in their parliament, did not enter the EU. Listen, I don't want them to join Russia or the EU. How about we have sovereign countries again that aren't dominated by corrupt kleptocratic empires? The bottom line here is, just like the Syria civil war, it is the West quarterbacking and running this entire operation.
Justice Group warns of Obama's plan to put government monitors in newsrooms. This is why Paul Joseph Watson. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai recently lifted the lid on a shocking White House proposal entitled Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs that would dispatch researchers from the federal agency to, quote, grill reporters, editors, and station owners about how they decide which stories to run. According to Pai, the program is about, quote, pressuring media organizations into covering certain stories. In other words, the fairness doctrine on steroids. That's exactly right. They want to tell you which stories you can run, and not only which stories you can run, but how to cover them, like we saw in the Boston bombing coverage. You remember Dan Bidondi showed up to the press conferences. Hey, you know, I got these pictures of these guys I think are pretty suspicious. The FBI says, no, 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 pay no attention to that. Only look at these guys over here. Look at nothing else. Don't look at anything but these pictures right here. Don't go to Infowars.com. Don't go anyplace else. Just look at this. And that's the same thing that's going to happen in these newsrooms. It's already happening because this is government-controlled media. They want to control your media so they can put out whatever talking points they want. But you say, but some people criticize Obama. Yeah, they do, because you have the controlled left and you have the controlled right. And I'm saying some of these people may actually believe the propaganda that they put out, but that doesn't mean that it's true, because they have people on both sides that they like to play off against each other. But every now and then you have somebody who truly comes out to criticize. People like Jay Leno, you remember, he recently departed from The Tonight Show. There's much speculation that he left in his career, essentially, because he criticized Obama. Now we have another late night guy coming out talking about the Fuhrer, Obama. Jimmy Kimmel, he came out and asked his audience, not even so much criticizing Obama, just asking the simple question, has anybody ever been able to sign up for Obamacare?
I'm curious, how many of you in our audience actually signed up for Obamacare? Really?
So going from Obamacare that you're not supposed to talk about to another topic, school shootings, or at least when you question the official narrative. Now, Don Salazar has this article, School Shooting Expert Threatened Over Sandy Hook Investigation. This is Wolfgang Halbig, and he said, quote, I think it's a scripted event that took place. Now, this is when referring to the Sandy Hook shooting. Now, I have many questions about the Sandy Hook shooting. For example, where's the surveillance footage? You know, you don't have to show me the kids getting shot, but I want to see Lanza walking into the school. Also, why are there vehicles, or maybe not vehicles, the story keeps changing, with rifles in the parking lot? Why is there a guy from the neighboring precinct already in the woods? There's no way he could have responded that fast. Just basic questions. So David Knight's going to be talking to Mr. Halbig at the end of the show, and you definitely do not want to miss that. So stay tuned, because we have more special reports, more things lined up. But first, if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the rants, and so much more. And you ask, well, what happens when that trial runs out? After that, $5.95 a month. It's a great way to share this information with your friends and your family. You can have 11 people logged in simultaneously, so you can all watch these shows together. You'll likely not have that many people logged in at the same time. Give it to a bunch of people, and if that fills up, another $5.95. It's not that much. You can do that, and you can support the broadcast at the same time. So stay tuned after this break for more special reports.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It seems like every week we have a new taser story, and this week is no exception. I'm not happy about that, but that's just the way things are. Cops taser deaf man having diabetic shock. This is a situation where police arrived to, quote, assist a man who was having a roadside situation. When officer arrived, he said that he immediately understood that the gentleman was deaf and that he was having a diabetic attack. But instead of calling an ambulance, he called for backup. And when the backup arrived, they saw that the man was not being compliant with their wishes, so they tased him. And we've seen this many times. We've seen people being tased for having seizures, people being tased for breaking up fights, people who just get tased because they don't want to listen to an officer's unconstitutional demands. We definitely have to end this way of thinking in the United States because many people end up horribly injured, including the example I gave of a young man who was tased here in the Austin area for breaking up a fight, and then the police tried to back it up saying that, yeah, he deserved to be tased because he was interfering with their investigation or whatever their lame excuse was. Good news and bad news on recording police. Now, for anybody who doesn't have experience doing this, you can record the police. They're public servants. They go out there and perform a public function. So as long as you're not impeding their progress, you can film them, but oftentimes they'll go out of their way to come and impede you. They'll come across the street to where you are, or, you know, if you're in some safe location. Why are you filming them? Like, sir, I'm just filming that. That's my friend you're talking to. Or maybe you're just a good citizen. I'm concerned about this man's or this woman's well-being. Well, we have this situation of this young lady, and she came in contact with a Broward County Sheriff's Deputy, William O'Brien, and he violated Brandy Burning's rights several times during the recorded traffic stop. The first instance was when he told her that she was committing a felony by recording him, and he demanded that she turn over her phone. Once again, you do not have to turn over your recording device, especially if you're not impeding the progress in any way, shape, or form, but you do have to be alert that you may encounter some crooked cops who want to confiscate your materials or try to hit you with some bogus charge, even though in the city of Austin, they record you. They got 40 cameras downtown recording everything you do. They have secret cameras now, hidden cameras now, and the Austin police chief told me to my face that he wants you to be in a sense of, I guess, anxiety, thinking that the police could pop out of any bush and come and bust you doing whatever you're doing. And our last story for the night, New Jersey police chief speaks out against town council corruption and gets relieved of his duties. This is the gentleman. He says, no one owns the position of the chief. It's not for sale. And this was the acting Bloomfield police chief, James Baer. The 27-year New Jersey police veteran was speaking at the town council meeting discussing the political corruption he was urged to take part in. And after he spoke out about it, less than 48 hours later, he was relieved of his duties. So these are the type of people we need to see. People like Mr. Baer here who will go out there and fight for your rights. People like Nick Finch, people like Sheriff Mack who go out there and fight for your rights. So my love and support and prayers go out to Mr. Baer, and we'd love to have you on the show, Mr. Baer, if you're out there watching. So I want everybody to stay tuned because after this break, Dave and Knight will be talking to Wolfgang Halbig about the Sandy Hook shooting, and he thinks it's staged, and we'll see what he has to say.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, tonight we're going to be talking to Wolfgang Helbig. Now, Wolfgang Helbig has extensive experience as both an educator and in law enforcement, and he served as a security consultant to schools. So part of his work is to look at school shootings and investigate them and see what went wrong. Well, he found something very different when he investigated Sandy Hook. Now, yesterday, Adan Salazar covered his interview with American Free Press. And he pointed out some of the, we have the original interview embedded in there, and he pointed out some of the issues that Mr. Helbig has discovered. But this is nothing new. If you remember, shortly after the shooting, the state police had a press conference in which they threatened social media bloggers and said, you better get this right or we might come after you. What he said is, all information relative to this case is coming from these microphones. Sounds very much like what we later heard at the Boston bombing. The FBI said, don't listen to anyone except us. Don't listen to anybody except our official information. And then, of course, they won't release anything. And that's what we're finding out from Mr. Helbig. He runs the Child Safety Institute. That's childsafetyinstitute.com. He's an expert witness in the field of school safety and security. He's testified before a congressional commission about school safety and security. He's a former executive director of the National Institute for School and Workplace Safety. He's been appointed by the Florida governor to serve on a commission about school safety. He was a director of safety and security for a large public school system in Florida. He's been a Florida state trooper. He's been a featured guest on many national news programs, including Dateline NBC, Good Morning America, and MSNBC. And joining us here tonight is Wolfgang Helbig. Well, thank you for joining us today, Mr. Helbig. Now, you've been a consultant and a security specialist. You've investigated prior school shootings like Columbine. Is it surprising to you that they would not even give you any information, but then that they would come back at you with harassment?
Well, I am total shocked. You know, with my background being a former Florida state trooper and U.S. Customs agent, being in education for like 35 years, I'm a national school safety consultant. I travel the country. I had a contract with the United States Department of Justice. I trained over 3,500 school police officers, school superintendents, and school principals on how to make their schools safer. I mean, all they have to do is look at my background, look what I have done. I was appointed by Governor Jeb Bush, former Governor Jeb Bush, here in Florida on the Florida Safe School Commission. I had to be confirmed by the Senate. I mean, I have a background, and I think what really bothered me, I have tried everything in a very professional way to get to use the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. I mean,
and you've been working at this shooting on. You've been working at this for over 10 months, and instead of any transparency or releasing the information to you as they're legally required, instead their response is to come back and to try to intimidate you.
Absolutely. And the requests are so simple, I can't imagine what the rationale would be for refusing it. But then, a week before Christmas, you know, I got two people come to my door, plainclothes people. I thought maybe they were selling something. They ring the bell and they, you know, I open the door and they show me their badges and they're telling me they're homicide investigators for the Lake County, Florida Sheriff's Department and they need to have a conversation with me. Well, I'm not intimidated because, you know, I've been a police officer, so I'm comfortable in that environment. Took them in my living room, we sat down and they went over my, they knew everything about me. Somebody did their homework. And then the next thing, you know, they're telling me that I need to stop asking questions about the Sandy Hook shooting. And what made it even worse, that if I didn't stop asking those questions, that the Connecticut State Police were going to file criminal charges, felony charges against me for harassment.
Well, you know, in the lead up to this, I pointed out that at the very beginning, they had a press conference with the Connecticut State Police, and they said,
don't listen to anybody except us, just like they later did at the Boston bombing press conferences. The FBI did that, and they actually threatened people, saying, we got people out there, social media bloggers who are putting stuff out. If you say something that isn't true, we're going to come after you, and made a threat to them. How do you know that it's not true if they won't release anything, of course? People are speculating because they're seeing contradictions. They're skeptical of the official story because of the motivations. If they really wanted to make the school safer, they would have an open, transparent investigation. They would talk about what went wrong, but they're not doing that. Instead, they've got a very different agenda to come after the gun owners. But so you had this one visit from two plainclothesmen, but you've had a second visit, haven't you?
That was just the last couple of days. Hmm. You know, ever since I appeared on there's a radio broadcast named American Free Press, obviously. The Newtown police chief and all the police officers up there must be listening to American Free Press, mm-hmm. because the commentator asked me if I have been to Newtown, and I said no. Then he asked me, are you planning on going up there? And I said, yeah, I think I'm going to travel up there in the next month or so. I'd like to meet with the school board members because I have a nexus. I'm an educator. I want to know why school board members won't give me the responses to my Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. And you're not going to believe it. The Newtown police calls the Lake County Sheriff's Office again, and this time I got uniformed deputies at my door, and you're not going to believe what they said. They said, Mr. Halbig, I know this sounds crazy, but we've been getting calls left and right from the Newtown Police Department to come see you. They want to know when you're going to come to Newtown.
Wow. Well, you know, that's a pattern that we're seeing more and more from the governments being led from the top. By Barack Obama, he uses the IRS against his political enemies.
Right.
He does it openly without any shame. I mean, Nixon tried to do criminal things like that, got impeached for it. He was ashamed of it. They used to try to hide their crimes like that. Now they're out in the open because they want to intimidate people.
And you ought to see the next question. I mean, the next question is probably as offensive, and I saw that they were embarrassed. The next question was the Newtown police chief and management up there, they want to know if you own a handgun. Now, what in the hell does that mean? What are they trying to implicate, that I'm I'm going to come up there and shoot somebody?
Wow.
See, they're trying to paint me in a negative picture.
Yeah.
I think they came in here thinking I wore camel pants and black shirt and I had deer heads all over my living room. I mean,
that would be a problem. I wouldn't have a problem with any of that. But what they're doing
either.
Is,
my son has all kind of deer head in his house.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to demonize anybody. They have certain labels that they can apply to people. For many people on the left, just accusing somebody of being a Tea Party person is enough. But they want to make all guns dangerous to people. They want everyone to be afraid of the mere sight of a gun. And if you are a gun owner, DHS is training the police as well as the military to think that you're a terrorist. And so that's what's behind that, especially coming out of the Connecticut people. But now you've also received a letter from Connecticut. Is that correct?
No, I haven't gotten a letter.
Oh, a phone call, right? It was a phone call, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is the favorite one is, you know, when I try to, you know, answer questions, part of the puzzle I'm trying to put together. I have never, ever, in all these tragic shootings that I've been part of, and I'm an expert witness in both state and federal courts, they actually regard my opinions as a fact. I have never seen porta potties being delivered on this elementary school campus within 3 hours of this massive shooting. Now, who in the world would think about ordering porta potties that morning? I mean, that is probably the last thing. So what I did, I caught the name of the company who owned the porta potties. So I called up to find out who ordered them. When were they ordered? And the secretary says, that's confidential. We're not allowed to release that information. I'm saying, you have got to be kidding me. Porta potties are now confidential. And the next day, I mean, the next morning, a South Berry police officer called me in my home and told me to stop harassing them.
Wow, you can't even get the straight poop from the porta potty people. How about
porta potty? We can't even get the. You're right. That's a great analogy.
Everybody thinks that they're a CIA agent anymore. You know, it's only if you have a right to know this stuff. Everything is a top secret, state secret for people. But that's a real smoking gun.
When you talk about secrets, listen, I hope every police officer out there, every paramedic, every trauma center doctor, you guys listen. If that's how we respond to a massive casualty incident, we're in serious trouble. We are in serious trouble because that's not how we do it. And y'all know that. And you need to speak up.
Well, let me ask you, I want to cover some of the biggest red flags that you've come up with. But we've got to go to a break real shortly here. But let me ask you some of the questions that you're trying to get that you still haven't gotten from them.
Well, you know, the first question, I mean, remember this now, okay? Every school emergency that we've seen across the country, the clock starts ticking when you hear shots fired in the school or the first 911 call. So at Sandy Hook at 9:35, shots fired. What happens in the first 10 minutes, it's crucial. Mm-hmm. Active shooter drill, first responders. You get there as quickly as you can. You neutralize the threat. These police officers from Newtown, they're parking a quarter of a mile away from the front door. What is that about? Is that new, a training procedures? We don't park a quarter of a mile and come through the woods.
Right.
You get up there, you neutralize the threat because children and school staff members are clinging to life. Then the next one that really bothered me, knowing that shots are fired and potential children and teachers might be getting seriously injured, why would you not? Who is the person? Who was the person who would not order the trauma helicopters to respond to Sandy Hook? When they use trauma helicopters in every practice drill that you see on television, on Channel 12, whatever these TV, they show all the trauma helicopters landing when they're practicing.
Yeah.
Here you've got probably one of the worst shooting incidents in this country. They don't even request the trauma helicopters. And being a cop, I called LifeStar, which is the helicopter service out of Hartford. I called them and I said, I cannot believe that you people would not respond. Mr. Helbig, we were never requested. We were in shock. We could not believe hearing the transmission that we were not. Now, that's a puzzle.
Well, you know,
I want to know who the person was.
Yeah, at the Navy Yard shooting, we had first responders that were told to stand down. So that's another indicator of it being a false flag. There's just so many of them, especially the fact that they are more concerned about porta potties than they are about emergency EMS services there.
Oh, they got the porta potties on time and they were delivered on golf carts. Now who does that on golf carts? They don't deliver porta potties on a golf cart.
Yeah.
I got a haircut today, and this is really, I don't mean to get off just a tad. I went and got a haircut. The lady behind me, and I said to her, have you ever heard about the Sandy Hook shooting? She says, oh, yes. I said, do you think children actually died that day? She says, yes, they did. And I said, what makes you say that? The television told them. Our news media told us.
Yeah,
see,
that's
they
right.
don't know.
That's right.
The people across this country it's an illusion. This is not a hoax. It's not a conspiracy. I think it's the biggest illusion that Homeland Security and FEMA has ever portrayed against the American people.
Well, they come out, they instantly solve it, and it instantly matches the scenario that they want for their agenda. And then, as you point out, there are so many things that start to surface as you look immediately. You start to see things like you were just talking about. We've got to go to break. We're going to be right back. Well, that's it for our regular news program, but stick around if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber. We're going to get some more information from Wolfgang Helbig, some of the biggest red flags that he's discovered in his investigation. Stay tuned.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. We're continuing our interview with Wolfgang Helbig, a security expert and consultant with extensive experience in both education and law enforcement. He told us how his independent investigation, which he does as part of his profession, he investigates school shooting, he told us how that was met with intimidation and harassment after the stonewalling. Now we want to find out some of the biggest red flags that he's discovered in his investigation. Well, just before the break, we were talking about some smoking guns, some red flags that we saw in terms of porta potties being delivered, but EMS first responders being told to stand down. What are some of the biggest red flags to you?
Well, again, I got to make sure that we're trying to put a puzzle together. And the first piece of the puzzle, once shots are fired, I want to know, and they won't tell me under the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act, who did not order those helicopters. It is crucial. It is crucial in every mass casualty. The second thing is I want to know who the person and the incident command made a decision not to let the paramedics and the EMTs inside the schools, knowing that there are children that could be potentially serious, people clinging to life, and the paramedics are told to stay outside and set up their triage areas. And if you saw it on television, you got two of them, and one of them is completely wrong.
Hmm. So nobody is allowed, no paramedics are allowed in?
No paramedics. Right. You okay. Believe that? Can you imagine you're a parent knowing that your child is in there, shots are fired, and you're thinking that your child might be injured, and they do not let the paramedics and the EMTs in this.
And you've investigated these other school shootings. That's never happened before.
Well, it has never happened. And you know what? Columbine is the first time where law enforcement actually came out on national television. The SWAT team member said, we made a mistake. Can I tell you what? I had so much respect for all those SWAT team and police officers. They said we should have gone in. We shouldn't have waited 3 hours. But remember, that was a hostage situation. That's completely different. Mm-hmm. But that's where the active shooter drills are coming from. Now, the first one gets there, you go in, you neutralize the threat. It's your job. You don't wait for a bunch of people. You get there because guess what? People are depending on you to neutralize the threat. Here, we neutralize the threat within the first 8 minutes. I mean, it's done. 8 minutes? Supposedly the shooter killed himself. Guess what?
Yeah.
I mean.
And they've got a body count within, what was it, 11 minutes?
Yeah, and who declared them dead? I want to know who declared all of those people legally. And you know what? I can't get it. And I'm using the Connecticut Information Act, which what? It's public record. There's no secret in this stuff. And they won't let the American people know who that was. And in Connecticut, only a doctor can declare them legally dead or a certified special licensed RN.
Wow. Now, even though they won't let the EMS personnel in, they're not calling Life Flight in, there's no lawsuits from the parents in this. And that's
not
also another
one.
First, isn't it?
I read it never in the history. I promise you. If we Google and people do their homework and do their research, that's a piece of the puzzle. Never, ever have you not ever seen a lawsuit not filed. That's unheard of.
Yeah. And
why?
I would think, especially if they're holding back EMS personnel, that would be liability right there. Exactly. Not calling
absolutely.
In the helicopters, holding the people back that do get there. I mean, that would be huge liability right there.
I would call it negligence. Mm-hmm. It is negligence.
Yeah.
That's my opinion as an expert. But when you don't provide medical aid as quickly as possible, I think you have serious, serious problems. And I hope the people and your listeners agree with this.
Now, there were some other peculiar things about the way the parents behaved. Can you go into that?
Well, can I stay with one more issue?
Sure,
if you ever watch, I mean, it's like almost they wanted you to see certain things. SWAT team, I want to know who trained the SWAT team members for the Connecticut State Police that day. You see them marching in there in group of twos. I mean, they're marching in. They're marching in. How is it that all of those policemen, all those SWAT members cannot find a registered nurse and a secretary in the front office for over 4 hours? You tell me that.
Wow. Yeah.
What kind of search is that? Are we that bad? And they said they searched the entire school 3 times. Not once, not twice, 3 times. And that is coming out of the words of the public information officer, Lieutenant Paul Vance from the Connecticut State Police. We're going to search every crook and cranny. And then when they find a nurse, that is a registered nurse, they tell her to close her eyes so she doesn't see the blood. What the hell do you think registered nurses do? They deal with blood.
Wow.
It just doesn't add up.
Yeah, and that's what we typically see with these events that we believe are false flags. Just like we saw with the Boston bombing, the FBI said, we've got a tape of them doing, all we saw them was them walking down the street, walking around a corner. That was the only thing that they showed. And yet they said, we've got pictures of them placing the bombs in place, but they wouldn't show anybody. And the governor said, yeah, I've, you know, that's what happened. They have the tapes. And somebody asked him, have you seen it? It's like, no, I haven't seen it. So he's just going with what they tell him. And that's what they want everybody to do.
And again, you know what that's called? Misdirection. It's like going to David Copperfield show. Yes. You watch him perform and you walk out of there saying, dadgummit, how in the world did he do that? Okay. And you actually believe he did that, but you know it's an illusion. That's exactly, I think, what they did at Sandy Hook. They convinced us, and right now we're going to put the pieces of the puzzle together because we know it was a trick. It was an illusion. We're going to put the puzzle together, and we're going to figure this thing out.
Well, you said that you're going to go to Newtown. What do you hope to accomplish at Newtown, since nobody will talk to you?
Well, I think it's important because being an educator and working as a national school consultant, making our schools safer, I want to have a conversation with board members as to why they will not respond to my Connecticut Freedom of Information request, which are really simple. Who was the contractor, the name of the contractor, and how much money did it cost to install the security system at Sandy Hook?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What the answer was? Well, we can't tell you that because it'll put all the children in Sandy Hook and teachers at risk. Tell me how that would put anybody at risk. The name of who put it in and how much did it cost? Will not tell you.
That would open them up for some lawsuits because obviously it needs to be fixed, right? If what they say happened really happened, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? Here's the other question, you know, again. Who did the Newtown Public Schools and school board contract? Which environmental company did they contract to clean up all of the biohazard? You're talking about, if it's true, 45 to 60 gallons of blood splatter everywhere, bone fragments, brain tissues. I mean, the carpet would be soaked with blood. They would have to remove everything. And you got to remember, people don't know this because they don't know how to read a police report. The crime scene are in room 8, room 10, and outside of room 9, and that's what they have to focus on. Don't worry about the woods and people chasing each other.
Yes.
Stay focused on what happened in those three areas. That's a piece of the puzzle.
Well, that's why it's so vitally important. You know, this always comes out after the fact. Eventually it comes out. Usually it's someone who's putting together a documentary film who doesn't believe it, and they'll usually get someone who's an expert and detective work, somebody who's had law enforcement experience. You
right.
did this because that's your profession. That's what you do, is you look at how to make the schools more safe. It's very, very valuable what you're doing here. Tell us, we've got time for one more. What's one more thing that really sticks out at you?
The one that really sticks out is if you listen to the police transmission. This is important. A lot of people don't know what the terminologies are and how law enforcement speak to each other. But if you listen to the dispatcher's communication at 9:55, 31 a.m. on December 14th, 2012, there is a police officer who's inside the school. He's calling dispatch, and he says, dispatch, we have multiple weapons. We have multiple weapons. We have rifles and a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's inside the classroom. He's actually seeing a rifle and a shotgun. Where's the shotgun? Where did it disappear to? And you know what room he's in? He's actually in room 10, where supposedly Adam Lanza committed suicide and dead bodies are everywhere. But
wow.
He says, I have multiple weapons, rifle and a shotgun. Now, these are his words, not yours, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's the weapons? Where's the shotgun? But what they do, they tell you, well, the shotgun's in the trunk. See, misdirection.
That's right. And we covered that at the very beginning. We had video footage of them pulling it out of the trunk. And if I remember correctly, I think that car doesn't even belong to the Lanza family. Isn't that correct?
Well, you can change it any way you want.
Yeah.
But the point is, they've done a great job. I mean, I have to admit, they should win an Oscar. I think whoever directed it, whoever created the script, I think it's a 2.5-3 year project.
Yes.
I think they should get an Oscar because they have fooled a lot of people.
Well, you know, those of us here at InfoWars believe that this isn't the first time they've done a false flag. They've been planning and executing these things for quite some time in many, many different areas. We've got Operation Northwoods and many other things that they planned. Some of them they executed, some of them they didn't execute. It's just the way they get their agenda put forward, and we've seen this over and over again throughout history. We've seen governments doing it, but our government is really a master at doing this sort of thing. But thank you so much for your investigation into this. We want to keep in contact with you. We want to know what's going on with this. And please be very, very careful if you do go to Connecticut.
Yep. And also remember, please, to your listener, help us piece the puzzle together. If all of this is a puzzle, don't get distracted with anything else. One piece at a time, and they just won't give you the answer. They will not respond or return phone calls. And I really thank you for giving us an opportunity today, okay, to have a conversation.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Halbig. Is there any way that people can help you other than information?
Well, we're setting up a Sandy Hook Justice Trust Fund. We need to hire attorneys. We need to file civil lawsuits. We need to get people in Connecticut to raise their right hand. There's certain people that need to be deposed, and I think that's the only way we're ever going to find the truth. And I tell you what, there are a ton of people that are ready to go. But if they're interested, you know, they can look at Facebook up. If they want to donate, they can. It's a trust fund. Nobody's going to tamper with it. Nobody's going to steal money. It's to hire the attorneys and find the solutions.
And where do they find that on Facebook? We've got the website up, Children's Safety Institute.com.
It's under Wolfgang W. Halbig. You know, if you just find me, Wolfgang Halbig.
All right, great, great. Well, we'll hope people will help you with that.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your efforts.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope you'll consider supporting him. He's a man of integrity who is eminently qualified to do this kind of investigation with experience in both law enforcement and school safety. He's got questions. If they're really interested in keeping our kids safe rather than confiscating legal gun owners' guns, they would give up that information. But we see how it's met. It's met with intimidation and harassment, just as Obama does to his other political enemies, people who want to expose what he's doing. And you can support us here at Prison Planet TV by getting a subscription. You can share that with up to 10 other people simultaneously. It's a great way to spread the information, and it's a great way to support us here. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.